Toshizai Shiraku, Osagawa Tsuneo II in a female role. Sebastian Izard, Japanese art specialist.
This is a portrait of a real person that is playing a role. It's not an idealized portrait at all. Up until the early 18th century, all portraits of actors had been idealized portraits of the actors. If you didn't have the identification of the crest or the name beside the figure, they're almost interchangeable. They could be anybody. The actual drawing of the face is pretty much the same. It's only with this artist Katsukawa Shunsho, who seemed to have got the idea of realism. He tried to show individual features of actors, to try and distinguish them by the drawing of their face and the way that they look. And this is something that Shiraku, who's 10 or 15 years later, he's really taken this up. And this idea of a realistic portrait is much more developed in him. But it seems that it wasn't particularly popular, and we soon revert to the more idealized portraits. Many different aspects of Japanese art have a contemporary feeling to them. I think Shiraku in particular has a very contemporary feeling. It's something in the way that it's not romanticized, it's not glorified, but it's trying to find something real. There's a sort of contrast between the face, which is quite masculine looking, although it's obviously a woman, and the way the body is shown and the way the hand is held is quite a feminine kind of thing. So that's a sort of a tension that you get in many different Shiraku prints, and it's part of what people like about these prints. You have a feeling that you're seeing the personality of the player hidden behind his role. That's something that is very unusual in Japanese prints.
For insights into the lives of the men who played women's roles in the kabuki theater, press the green button. Why don't women perform in kabuki? To find out, press the red button. To hear Sebastian Izard talk about the mysterious artist Shiraku, press the yellow button.